So how long would the first treatment be? When you see a homeopath for the first time, it will take up to 2 hours just to get a general overview about you. And keep in mind, we are looking for the underlying cause as well, the symptom that goes along with something else. So everything that has to do with you is not just your symptoms, but rather everything that has led to where you are now. The homeopath also might ask you questions like, what are your fears? Are you afraid of heights, of crossing a bridge, of the darkness, thunderstorms, afraid of disease, and so on? Are you restless? Do you sleep through the night? Is your pain burning, stinging, intermittent? Or what makes it better? What makes it worse? Are there any modalities, like changes of weather, any circumstances where your symptoms change? The question, what makes it better and what makes it worse, is a very common question in homeopathy. The homeopath will also use the word vital force. What does that mean? First of all, only someone who is alive has a vital force. The vital force is the power that enlivens the body. It is what we call life itself. In yoga, it is called prana. In acupuncture, it is called qi. We are using the word vital force to express if someone is very lively, vibrant, or dynamic. But you cannot see the vital force directly. You only see the symptoms which are created by the vital power. So you might have experienced strong, powerful symptoms in one way or another, and that was your vital force creating the best effort to heal and reach equilibrium in the body again. Acupuncture treatment works on the vital force, but in a different application. They're using the meridians to and put needles into certain points to stimulate the vital force, the vital energy. In all these years since surgery, no surgeon ever saw the meridians. But in experience, it has been shown that acupuncture works. In homeopathy, we don't use needles. We use homeopathic prepared remedies, but with the same intention.